The blind leading the blind. We usually think of that statement as a sad appraisal of ignorance guiding the ignorant. And that is true in one sense. But there's another application of that slogan which is just as accurate. The Bible speaks of a godly prophet who was a spokesman for God. We have no reason to believe he was a false or illegitimate spiritual leader, but as the story unfolds, we find that he was a man with a pretty nasty blind spot. He was, in fact, an extremely nearsighted prophet, willing to serve God only in the confines of his little, clearly defined comfort zone. God decided it was time to bring sight to that particular blind spot and have his servant break out of his comfort zone. And so he told Jonah to deliver a message to Israel's nemesis, Nineveh. You see, that was the capital city of Assyria. Jonah balked, he argued, and eventually he ran. No way was he going to that wicked, undeserving city. After all, wasn't the grace of God reserved only for the people of God? Certainly not for those unholy pagans. Well, eventually, God convinced Jonah to reconsider. You know, it's amazing what a few days in the belly of a great fish will do for one's willingness to cooperate. Soon, Jonah was walking through Nineveh preaching a very simple message of repentance, which touched off a massive revival that spread throughout the land. But when Jonah responded with resentment rather than celebration, God answered. "Should I not have compassion on Nineveh," he said, "the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right and left hand?" This seems like a good reminder for the church today. We often act like the gospel is a message for the church. After all, it's ours. We own it, right? But we don't. It's God's, and he wants it spread to all the world, to the Jerusalems and the Ninevehs alike. Remember, ultimately, God wants followers from all nations.